This is Isaiah J. Poole of OurFuture.org for the Progressive Voices channel on TuneIn. We owe the very existence of Labor Day to the labor movement, but today workers don't have much to celebrate, and the labor movement today is as small as it was back in the 1920s. Much has been said about the decline in middle-class wages and a radical upward shift in wealth to the top 1%. But not enough has been said about the one thing that must happen in order to correct the balance between what workers earn from the fruit of their labor and what is claimed by corporations and their owners. A new report by the Campaign for America's Future states the remedy right in its title. Rebuilding the middle class requires reviving strong unions. Robert Borisage, the author of the report, explains the link between strong unions and a thriving middle class.
People tend to forget it, but the numbers are quite clear. The middle class grew when labor was strong after World War II. And as labor weakened, so did the middle class. So now that labor is less than 7% of the workforce, we have the worst inequality in our history.
What do we have to do to turn that around?
The centerpiece of any reform agenda has to be reviving unions. And that means finding new ways of organizing. That means changing the government laws that have stood in the way of unions organizing. And it means political leaders across the country using government power not on the side of employers, but on the side of workers who need the help.
You can find a link to the full report, Rebuilding the Middle Class Requires Reviving Strong Unions, on our website, OurFuture.org. Then go to our blog to follow the debate about how to empower workers and rebuild the middle class. This is Isaiah J. Poole for the Progressive Voices channel on TuneIn.